This is the city. Cody, Wyoming. We are Scott and Ross reporting on a Thursday as we have items sent to us from the Cody Police Department covering activity going back to last week. They include assist other agency on A Street, probation and parole, requesting Cody Police assistance on a home visit. Imagine peeking out the window and seeing your probation officer showing up with a cop, and they already have the cuffs out.
Send the cop with the steady hand.
Yeah, this is not going to be a good day for me. So, see, fraud-related, West Park Hospital on Sheridan Avenue. RP says there's a female patient who has been submitting fraudulent checks. Disposition unfounded. So, but... You know, if they give you a fraudulent check, just give them a fraudulent shot. You know?
Oops.
Yeah, you get what you pay for.
Yeah. But hit them with a shot and then give them an oops.
Yeah. Traffic complaint. Good to go. Maroon truck all over the road pulled into good to go after almost getting into multiple head-on collisions.
Oh,
unfounded. Oh, I guess they couldn't figure it out. So. Huh. Might have dropped his cell phone while he was texting.
Maybe.
Could be. So.
That's distracting.
Yeah. Suspicious activity. Riverview Drive. RP says there's a car across this address that's been running since 5 a.m. this morning. This is occurring at 8:47 a.m. 3.5 hours.
It takes a long time to warm up.
RP advises there's someone in the back seat laying down. Disposition, assistance given. So... this guy not only saw that the car was running, but snuck over and peeked into the backseat.
Yep, he's in there.
Yep. Parking problem, Meadow Lane, vehicle parked in front, a Ford truck pulling a trailer with a car on it, vehicle parked on the street in front of the apartments. Oh, no, disposition, assistance given. So it is basically, yeah, they can park there. So. As long as it's a city street, you know, and the license are up to date, then you could park there. So, nuisance complaint at Huff and Puff. RP says that the neighbor behind her house has dead animals on their property. They're beginning to smell and disturb her. So, she can't either huff or puff. Because of the dead animals.
Something stinks on Huff and Puff.
I'm trying to huff and puff, but it's dead animal smell. And what kind of dead animals do you have? Mm. So she's got a collection of them. Property damage, Mountain View Drive. RP has a scratch on his vehicle. Looks like it was done on purpose. Would I also like to talk to an officer about possible drug disposition? BK.
Possible drug. Just one.
Yeah, just one
just
drug.
Just the one.
No.
And yeah, when you see a scratch like that maybe possibly was left by a key, think about who you've had interactions with the past couple of weeks.
Yeah. Suspicious activity, Green Acre Mobile Home Park. RP says there is a stranger car in the trailer storage part that is acting weird. Stranger car.
How does a car act weird?
Yeah, it's a gray four-door sedan, older model, that's really acting weird. So
it thinks it's a Porsche.
Yeah. Suspicious activity, Sheridan Avenue. RP says there's a strange woman on Sheridan. Walking toward Beacon Hill, throwing her bag on the ground.
Ah!
Disposition gone on arrival.
Maybe she's looking for her strange car.
That could be, yeah. Suspicious activity, Mountain View Manor. RP states that a female with a gray coat and two bags is possibly high. Gone on arrival. Could be the same one.
Yeah.
Yeah. The same strange woman of Cody. The Cody strange woman.
On that one drug.
Yeah, that one. Let's see. Theft, Kent Avenue. RP says her wallet was taken out of her vehicle. It was taken out of her car that was parked in front of her mother's disposition. CK. So that's what you get putting your mom in a high crime area. sometimes come back to bite you a little bit.
And however did they open those locked doors?
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, that's usually how it works. I'm in a hurry to see my mom. I can't take the time to lock this in my vehicle. Mm-hmm. So.
Well, I mean, in a later car, you only got to... You have to press that button, man. That's a lot of effort.
Yeah, it's way over there. Yeah. It's a long ways. Plus, you got to have pliers to press it, you know. Auto burglary, Wyoming Avenue. He says his medication stolen out of his vehicle. Disposition, see case. So, then once again, it's usually the lock button. So, suspicious activity, 14th Street. RP says there are 3 to 4 males trying to kick down a light pole. Gone on arrival. I guess they didn't do it.
Seen limping away.
Yeah. Oh, my toe! animal deceased, Little League field. RP says there's a dead deer at first base. disposition, unable to locate. Mariners quickly signed him. Couldn't be any worse.
Hey, dead deer, get over there to Huff and Puff with all your other buddies.
It's not who's on first. It's a dead deer on first.
It's like, ew, so, what's on first?
Yeah, what do you got on second?
Raccoon.
miscellaneous assistance, Draw Street. RP says her neighbor's kids are locked in the car. Car is running as well as the heat. So disposition assistance, Kevin. So at least they got them figured out the heating. You know, can't figure out how to unlock it. So
these are all. I have a story about this too. Cheyenne has been hit by a rash of car thefts, and it's people warming up their vehicles.
Yeah,
when it's cold outside. Well, this person figured a way to. Take care of that problem. We'll just put the kids out there. They'll watch the car.
Oh, put the kids in the car.
Sure.
Yeah, while they shiver, you know, as it's warming up.
Mom's looking out the window. Yeah. Is it warm yet? Nope, they're still shivering. Give it another few minutes.
Yeah, got to have get some use out of your kids, I guess. So. theft, Walmart, RB states, doesn't say male or female, white beanie, blue tie-dyed shirt.
Oh, God.
Disposition, see case. So, yeah, you probably, if you're going to start stealing at Walmart, don't wear, you know, the loudest clothing that you got, because you're going to stand out of those cameras. So.
Does this beanie go with this shirt?
Yeah.
Mm.
Suspicious activity, 26th Street. RP says a man wearing a hoodie broke two of her security cameras. She was reviewing the footage. And this took place about an hour ago, disposition, CK. So someone figured out where her cameras were.
And so the footage is him walking up to the camera and then suddenly the picture goes away?
Yeah, but he's still on camera, you know, walking to it. Suspicious activity, 23rd Street. Female in a red sports car came by asking if RP saw a Malamute. RP told her she didn't, and then the female came into RP's house. She was tall with a black shirt, disposition, see case. So just stop by looking for a dog, and I think I'll go in your home.
I'm going to check and make sure you're not lying.
Yeah.
I think you've got my dog in there.
Let's see. Suspicious activity, Shoshone Trail South. Red car in front of the neighbor's house. Female went in neighbor's house, and then he watched her walk into a second house. Last seen 15 ago on Shoshone Trail, then heading north. This position, see case. Might be the same one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just going into people's homes looking for a dog. So.
Well, maybe he's one of those odd dogs that has the opposable thumb and can open the door.
That could be, yeah. He likes to go into people's homes.
Yeah.
So, property damage, Rio Vista. Damage to a mailbox, assistance given. So, there was the one day that we got like a couple reports, someone stealing mailboxes. Yeah. This one just damaged. Yeah. So, yeah. They may have been trying to steal it, but damaged it too much. I don't want it now.
Well, not like the one guy down the street. He basically, he probably, God knows how many mailboxes he had gone through before. Now it's built into like the brick structure.
Yeah.
Take a bat to that thing. And
you're going to end up with an injured hand.
Mm-hmm.
So. Animal stray, South Fork Hill, small black and white dog, last seen running to the hotel. Disposition, returned to owner.
So, hotel dog.
Yeah, it's got a room, I guess, so don't know.
Where does he keep the key?
Road hazard blockage, 24th Street Hill, blocking the hill due to road conditions. Disposition, assistance given. Let's see, this was a report came in on the 1st, so yeah, they got some snow in the Cody country. A little tough sometimes getting up the hill, especially when you don't have tires. So
I have tires, but they're kind of bald.
Yeah, so anyway, that is today's version of Scott and Russ's Police Blotter, brought to you by Aldridge's Do It Center, where Tim once played like a dead deer at first base. We appreciate the Cody Police Department for today's Police Blotter report.